tell how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year, NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
Good morning and welcome to Ray I Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. And here we are, the first weekend in March, the 1st of March. Thanks for joining us at the campfire this morning. I'm not in the bunker this morning. I'm on the big island of Hawaii. We're back to Hawaii for our spring turkey hunt, shooting television show for Midwest Outdoors, hunting with my great friend and guide, super guide John Sabati. This is the Hawaiian turkey hunting show. Give you a little history before we get into the show about my hunting with Hawaii. I first met John Sabati at the NWTF convention. I can't remember if it was in Memphis, Tennessee or Nashville in the late 80s, early 90s. I cannot remember the date. Traveled to the Big Island of Hawaii in 2000 with Cabela's Sportsman's Quest that was on ESPN television. And we shot a turkey hunt, a pig hunt, a goat hunt, and an upland bird hunt for television on that first trip to the Big Island of Hawaii. Also, Rob Keck from the National Wild Turkey Federation joined me on the Big Island for a turkey hunt. We hunted together there. 2003, I returned to the Big Island with my family and hunted with John Sabati. And my kids were little then, and they had a big time at the beaches and all the things there is to do on the Big Hawaiian Islands. 2005, I returned with Bob Walker, Walker's Game Ear, and Paul Butsky, and we did a media hunt, television shoot for Walker's Game Ear. 2006, I returned for a media hunt for Hunter Specialties and a television show for HS Outdoors. In 2009, that's one of the most memorable trips, great time. We had a large media hunt. We hunted both the Parker Ranch and Kealia Ranch with John Sabati, and John guided on both ranches. We had Linda Powell, the lovely Linda from Mossberg, Gordy Cron from North American Hunter. We had Jay Cassell from Sports the Field, Andrew McKeon from Outdoor Life. We just had a wonderful group of outdoor media. Karen Mehal from the National Rifle Association. We went fishing. We went turkey hunting. We shot television. Great articles were generated from that media hunt for the island of Hawaii. 2015, me and my wife Jan returned, and I hunted with John, and we shot a Midwest Outdoors television. In 2017, I returned to the Big Island and shot another television show for Midwest Outdoors and had a great hunt with John. This time, there was just me and John hunting. Both 2015, 2017 were really a lot of fun because just me and John went up on the mountain. And now here in 2018, I have returned to the Big Island. This show is about Hawaii and the history of our hunting in Hawaii, and I've got some great clips, and I'm also going to include some hunts in this. Also included will be a banquet that we attended in 2009 with a ceremony. So let's get started, and here we go.
Hey, what?
I've been to a lot of NWTF banquets that never won like that. And we got some more. Just let it play. There's a five-year-old girl doing a hand dance with her hands. 5 years old and in dress. And that's Kimmy. That's John Sabati's daughter. She's a sweetheart. She's one I turkey hunted with. Have you ever been to an NWTF banquet like that, Vogel Wagner?
Never. I'm
the
just
Volcano
saying,
Chapter. John, this is his 15th year, by the way. This is nothing new, and people still ask about turkeys.
I'm still amazed that, you know, could you see some of the longbeards down there in grass skirts? I don't want to picture
let her
that.
Play. We got. Then they did the hula. Same one. It's kind of hard to hear, but the girls then came up and did the hula to open the banquet. How cool is that?
Very cool.
And, you know, it's audio. I wish you could see these girls dance. They are fabulous. Hey, I was in paradise. All right, on our next cut, right before he plays it, I got to tell you about this next one. Five-year-old, she did a little deal for 5 years old, you know, and she did this thing in the year such and such in Hawaii people listen to. Well, one of our guys, we're going to call him Gordy Donho Kamini Kamuni. We go back to the house, and he decides to do his rendition of an Hawaiian chant, or not really the chant, but sorry, Vogel Wagner lost for us. But let's go ahead and play what Gordy Donho Kamini Kamuni does, okay?
In the year 2009, Ray I brought media to Big Island. His antics on stage totally destroyed the free Hawaiian culture. Ray I is an evil, evil man. His hillbilly demeanor and stage antics at the Wild Turkey Confederation banquet brought great shame to the island and had a ruinous effect on the free Hawaiian culture. Ray I is a very, very evil man.
Stop it.
Ray I single-handedly reintroduced the feral clown to the Big Island. This has had a ruinous effect on the general environment and on the Hawaiian free culture. They have run off our warriors. It has also had a very negative effect on the livestock industry. In particular, the sheep are very, very nervous.
Sorry. Maybe listeners will not think that's funny, but that's hilarious. Okay, we're going to go into break here in a minute. We're going to stop. I want to take you all over to Hawaii, and I want you to experience the roost. But the first is with Karen Mihal from the National Rifle Association. We're at about 6,000 feet on the front side of Mauna Kea on Parker Ranch, and we're about 60 yards from a roost, and you can hear the wind. The second bunch, you're going to get to hear the Urkel Franklin, which I call the Steve Urkels. They're pretty cool. And you're going to hear a roost with me and John Sabati at about 7,000 feet on Kealia Ranch. And we got, you know, the mountain up above us, the lava flows. We got the old-growth forest below us, and it's just very, very cool. And then it ends up – the audio kind of goes down, but it ends up with a kill with me and John on the Kealia Ranch. So let's just go ahead and play that, and when we're done with that, we'll just go right into commercial break. Okay, thanks. I want to tell you as well is that you hear all the sounds, but it's dark. It's too dark for video, too dark to see the turkeys, but you can hear them. That's me heavy breathing. That's the Urkel. We told the riders that was a clown laughing. They told me. Well, Gerard, you didn't know I'd take you to the roost, did you?
You'll always take everybody to the roost.
Who's your daddy, baby?
That's it, right there.
Oh. Over and done. All right, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll see you on the other side.